This is Will.
This is Alex.
Welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come At It.
Welcome, everyone. That's right. We're back. They Mostly Come At It night. You know the drill. Go to all your web zones. Go to YouTubes. Go to all that shit. Go like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Share us if you like us. Add a comment, subscribe. We do suggestions every 5 episodes.
Which,
if you
want to drop a suggestion. The episode after this is going to be one of your suggestions.
Yes, it is. Okay. So one of you lucky people will get a suggestion. One of you lucky people.
You get us watching one of your films that you suggested. We will watch it.
This was not a suggestion.
This was natural. This was all on natural,
baby. Oh my god, dude. So, is there any business? The only thing is, we're not recording an episode next Sunday.
But we are doing one on Tuesday.
You'll see one on this Tuesday or next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Yeah, so you'll have to wait a little bit longer than a week.
But you'll still get your weekly. But
you'll get an episode.
You'll still get your weekly episode.
It's still going to be there, so don't worry.
Just
hold on to your butts. We'll record. I know a select few of you will be patiently waiting.
The one of you who requested this specific movie, you will be waiting. Yeah. You will be happy.
Yeah, so look forward to that. And I think that's enough of the business. Mm-hmm. Let's get into Demon Queen. This might be a quick review. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Because it's a quick movie.
Donald Farmer.
This is the first of a deeply, deeply stupid man. Because I've seen at least one other movie he did.
You, for some reason...
I watched it and...
Watched Shark Exorcist?
Well, and, you know, at the time, did not know that we were going to do any movie that dealt with him, right? Anytime soon. Because it wasn't, like, recently, but it's been within the realm of the podcast that I have watched.
Yeah.
Shark Exorcist.
Shark Exorcist is from, like, 2014.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
He's still making movies.
But I didn't know there would be a connection to our podcast at that point.
Well, lucky for you, he released a film in 1987.
But here we are.
Released a film called Demon Queen.
We have Demon Queen. It's his first movie.
And
with some directors, they get better as they go, right? You know? Donald Farmer said, fuck that. I'm going to make the same bullshit multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do a bad job every time I do it.
I admire that.
It's kind of insane.
It's very admirable.
I don't know why you would do that, but he's. I don't think he has a good movie.
No,
I really don't.
He's not that kind of person, you know. Some people aren't capable, and just, you know, judging from this, I don't get the impression that he's capable, because we've watched other. So this is a shot on video.
Yes,
and we've watched other shot on video films, compared to some of the other ones, this feels low effort,
This is the standards. Lowest effort. This is like what you get when you don't...
There's one movie that, I don't know if it's lower effort, but it definitely offended me more, is Black Devil Doll from Hell.
Which we bring up quite a bit.
Which we will keep bringing up until something tops
yeah.
that. But this...
Well, so this is this is amateur hour,
yeah.
like the entire movie. And to be honest, it's only 48 minutes long.
Well, see.
And so it's kind of impressive that they literally didn't try, and they didn't even try making it feature length either. Like nothing about this is
you're wrong.
Low effort.
Because according to everything on the planet, this movie is about 57 minutes long. Because the end credits are 10 minutes long.
That's true, because they had to pad it out.
You know how when you, like a lot of comedy movies have those end credits where you have the character name and the actor name, and they show like a clip.
Well, they'll show like the best scene with them, or
just like them winking at the camera.
Yeah, something like, you know, a little nod.
But quick.
Yeah.
Right?
It's well, because, like, I mean, you don't need to linger on it.
No, every actor gets like a full minute.
Yeah, of scenes we've already seen, and some extended scenes, which is weird.
But some of them, it's just like, yeah, we know, we get it, we see it.
But, like, everything about this just screams, like, one shot, like, they did one take, just quickly memorize your lines, spew it out, and we'll move on.
The most impressive thing about this movie is watching it and just realizing, you know, this got released.
Well, and he has other movies before this, but this was like his big,
yeah,
like break.
I'm not touching those movies.
No, we're not going back.
He also has another movie for this year, 87, but IMDb has it labeled as a comedy, which means I'm skipping it. I'm not touching that.
If you're new, we don't do like comedy stuff.
Yeah.
We have to have earnest
I'm not touching that.
Horror and action movies.
Not touching that. Not with Donald Farmer.
This will be a quick review because, like, literally, let me just lay out the plot for you. There's a demon queen that rips out the hearts of her victims. She meets a guy.
Some of them she bites.
She meets a guy.
Yeah.
That's the plot. She meets a drug dealer.
Sells cocaine.
There it is.
And, yeah.
I mean, it's 45 minutes long. What are you expecting? But, like, seriously, there's nothing here.
Well...
It's just turbo cringe.
There's a great opening.
Great opening?
Yeah, there. It just opens at a awkward shot of a motel, and then we're inside the motel, and it's a guy, and he's with a woman.
He's with a woman. And he
like, you can tell she's you can tell she's dangerous. Well, she's got a short haircut, and
he's telling the story about
how he
met
her at a bar.
She would never go for a guy like him, but he saw her and she saw him,
and for some reason
he was drawn to her, and at a certain point he just found himself sitting next to her, and they got a hotel, and then she rips his heart out.
Well, she's like, "You're going way too far ahead." She's like,
way too far ahead,
you know, I get what I want.
Oh my god.
And he's like, oh, what do you want? I want this. And then they awkwardly smash their faces against each other.
All right. And then they're finished having sex, and she starts like rubbing his chest.
She rubs his chest for like 2 minutes,
and then she's like, he's like, oh, don't tell me you're ready for another round. And she's like,
I'm ready for something different.
She's like, I want something different. And rips his chest open.
And takes his heart out.
And takes his heart out.
And rubs
his
heart on her side.
Rubs her. Yeah, rubs the
lotion on his skin.
All over her naked body.
It rubs the heart on his skin.
And then, of course, it cuts away just as she's about to take a big bite of the heart.
Well, they can't damage the one fake heart they had for the movie. Okay, what is wrong with you?
They have two. There's two different sizes of hearts.
One's
like a giant fucking horse heart.
I'm not fucking convinced at all. I'm honest to God, I'm not convinced. I think it's just because of the angle.
I'm just joking, but like it does appear to change sizes in a few scenes.
I think it's because in that one scene they had it from the one angle, so you could have her pressing her finger on the back of it to make it look like it's beating.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that? That great special effect.
Our like, literally 5-minute dream sequence that goes absolutely fucking nowhere.
This dream sequence is when I snapped.
Well, because, okay, so basically he gets hounded by his two, like, drug, like, kingpins.
What was he doing?
I don't know. He was walking behind an alleyway. And then he gets...
No, he was talking to some fucking guy in, like, a fisherman shirt. Remember?
Oh, that's right. Like a big schlubby guy.
And he's like, listen, I got the stuff.
And he's like, I don't want it anymore. And then
I'm leaving the life.
And then they walk away, and this guy just gets chased by a shit-colored Volkswagen bus.
That's Donald Farmer's.
And gets accosted by these two other guys.
One of them's name is Bode.
One's Bone, not Bones, Bone.
And then
Izzy.
They accost him, and then out of nowhere...
They look like the worst drug dealers on the planet.
Don't go there.
I'm just quickly.
Nothing.
Nothing about them looks like a drug dealer.
No. You cannot say that.
One of them looks like
no.
One of them looks like a short king version of like Kevin Sorbo.
One of them looks like an overgrown child. Will
I know? Okay? That's our Kevin Sorbo.
So here's the problem with this movie, because you mentioned this. You know,
because he has his
believability.
He has his pants like literally buttoned like above his belly button, like an old man.
But like movie believability is a thing, right?
Yeah.
Nothing in this movie is remotely believable.
The dialogue, the story, the actors. No one sells me that they're supposed to be this person.
Who they are?
Yeah.
Any fucking
there
moment.
There is zero immersion in this fucking movie because everything about it is uncanny.
Well, and it's because it's shot on video and because it's fucking Donald Farmer, I guess. The whole thing looks like I'm watching a fucking amateur porno. Every shot is just, it's wobbly and like.
So he gets accosted by Bones and Izzy.
My favorite thing My favorite thing about this scene, though. Is you noticed this, and I told you why. I broke your movie magic immersion, okay?
How dare you?
Because you were wondering, you kept saying during the scene, why does it keep getting darker? Every shot gets darker.
Well, you know, going along with how nothing in this movie actually even, like, remotely makes sense within the confines of reality.
Right. We're gone.
The continuity is non-existent.
Well, every shot in this scene...
It gets darker.
It keeps getting darker. And by the end of the scene, it's like almost like, it almost looks like day for night. But no, what's happening is they're filming this and the sun is setting.
Well, what's funny is...
It's
supposed to be a matter of minutes, right?
Yeah, because but any other filmmaker...
Like, but it feels like hours are going by.
Right, but any other filmmaker would be like, oh, fuck, like, there's a cloud in the sky.
Let's wait until it clears.
Yeah, like...
Or, so we can get the right lighting again.
Oh, shit, it's gonna rain. Okay, well, let's do it again tomorrow.
Well, let's wrap for the day, yeah. And, you know, it's supposed to be a clearer day tomorrow.
Not this guy.
No, he's like, fuck it, we're doing it.
But while he's getting accosted, and while Izzy tells him that, like, for every $1,000 he owes him, he's gonna cut off an inch of his dick. And then eventually, while he's getting, like, ruffled on the ground by Bone,
the demon lady walks up and says,
what are you guys doing? Can I watch?
Well, and, like, Lizzie is like, hey, Bone, introduce yourself.
He just walks up to her, and like, she bites him.
She bites his neck, and apparently Izzy doesn't see any of this. 'Cause remember,
I don't know what happened to him.
Well, also because remember later he's like, what happened to you, Bone?
Yeah. But like, does he run away? I don't remember.
I have no idea.
It doesn't matter. Fuck the movie.
Izzy gets away somehow. And our guy is like, oh, I'm so thankful for you. Thank you so much. Okay.
And she's like, listen.
I need a place to stay.
And he's like, listen, you helped me. You saved my life. I'll do anything for you. And she's like, I need a place to stay for a couple of days. He's like, sure. And then it cuts to... a fucking awkward shot of an apartment complex.
Yes.
Which I'm pretty sure is just where fucking Donald Farmer lives. And we see his girlfriend about to snort some cocaine.
Yeah, and she...
And he's like, stop that. What? Just because I sell it doesn't mean you can become a cokehead. And she's like, yeah, 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 yeah. And then...
she just bitches him out.
The whole thing, her character is just, she bitches him out. And then he's like... Someone's
he's like,
coming.
Well, someone's staying, and it's a woman.
Like, you just let a woman stay here.
I can't believe you did. Even, we're doing a better job acting than the fucking movie did.
Well, then, there's a scene of them all sitting there in the living room, talking, and I don't know why, but for whatever reason, I cannot remember a single fucking thing.
This movie has that weird effect on you.
Do you remember anything they said in this scene?
No.
I don't fucking remember.
They did talk, but I can't remember about what.
All three of them talked, but I swear to God, I do not know what the fuck the point was.
Which is even more hilarious because it's only a 45-minute movie.
Yeah, nothing.
It's not like we had an hour after that. It was like maybe 20 more, like maybe 30 more minutes left of the movie.
But then it's fine because True Insanity starts.
So now his girlfriend... and him are sleeping in bed.
He's sleeping in his Hugh Hefner smoking jacket.
In their little single-sized Their single bed stuffed into the fucking corner of this one room.
And we get a dream sequence. Oh my God.
And the dream sequence goes on for literally like 2 minutes straight of him just
awkward. 2 minutes?
No, like 5 minutes.
He's like 8 minutes. No, he...
Way too long is what I'm saying. Listen. Way too long.
The whole thing, the whole point
is... Because it's just him awkwardly staring into the camera.
He's not staring at the camera. He's staring at her face, and then he sticks his face in her titties.
Yeah.
But not really her titties, because she's wearing a sweater.
But he just like... I like it. My favorite part is he just plants his face in there and just stays there. Doesn't move at all.
And she just like...
Not a fucking muscle. She starts moving.
The whole thing is just like ambient music. So there's no actual like audio. But she's just like doing like an O face. And... But he's just keeping his... He's just planting his face in her chest.
His face is just static.
The funniest thing, right, is she's wearing like a cape. Like a witch cape, whatever the fuck you want to call it, and like a little sweater, okay? Like a hoodie or something. And it has a zip. But the zip only goes so far.
Yeah.
So there's a part when she's like unzipping it. And she slowly unzips it, slowly. And the zipper stops like just above her chest, right? So you can't really do much. But she like kind of opens it, pretending like... She's exposing her entire chest.
Even though she's not.
And then she plants his head below the zipper. So he's technically just motorboating nothing.
Just fabric. And then he pulls away and his mouth is like a bloody... He's covered. For some reason. And then she has a little like tiny bite mark on her chest.
And then she...
And then he lays down and she fucking tears his chest open. I love the continuity in this scene because...
Stop it.
So he's like laying down looking up and you see blood splashing onto his fucking like neck.
Donald Farmer with like,
there's blood just fucking splashing everywhere. And then it shows her ripping the heart out and there's no blood around the wound.
Donald Farmer with the super soaker.
Well, there's no blood around the wound at all. And she's just fucking tearing out his heart out and there's no blood like pooling out of it. There's no blood spraying out of the wound or anything. But he's getting blasted by fucking blood. Yeah.
She takes it out and like, again, she rubs it on his face, and then she, like, kisses his bloody face, and this scene
it looks like he's
almost 10 minutes
long. It almost looks like she's, like, licking his face.
Bro, this scene is almost 10 minutes long.
I know, and then she's about to eat the heart, and he wakes up.
And
then she's, the girlfriend's all jealous because...
Stuff.
She thinks that... Oh, no, not yet, no. So she's all freaked out, and then it just cuts to a scene of fucking him waking up and someone showering, and so he goes into the shower.
Is this before or after the mall? Thank you. Or the video store?
I think after the mall.
Okay, so here
because she kills the guy and she has to rinse off. No,
fuck all this shit.
But it's before the video store.
Fuck all this garbage. Fuck all this garbage bullshit. We're just gonna discuss the demon lady man plot chronologically. We'll get to the other shit.
Okay, so
okay.
She's taking a shower because she just murdered a guy. We'll get there.
Yeah.
And apparently she goes to a mall and she
So she's taking a shower and then he thinks it's his girlfriend.
So he, like, pulls back the curtains, sees her, and then is, like, the most awkward, like, oh.
Oh, Lucinda.
And then, like...
Closes it.
Like, slowly closes it. And she gets out, and they start talking, and then his girlfriend comes in and gets all jealous.
Like, are you gonna, like...
You're gonna let her blah, 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 blah. Like, I don't even remember what they say.
She says, gonna, like, loofah her back to or something?
Well, then she leaves, and then he's like, oh, that bitch, I can't... Like, he's just, like...
They're sitting on the bed. And then he's just like, oh, I don't know why I put up with her. And she's just like, yeah, why do you put up with her?
He's like, she's like, so what do you want to do now? And she puts her hand.
He's like, I should have ended this a long time ago. And
she's like, oh, really? Okay, so what do you want to do? And she puts her hand on his thigh and he's like, you're getting warmer. And then she like puts her hands on his chest. And he's like, ah, you're hot.
Red hot.
Red hot. It's so like it's, dude, it's turbo cringe.
The turbo cringe is not yet begun.
Yeah, it's like fucking
oh my God.
You know that scene in Spaceballs when they go plaid because they crank it too high?
This is the move.
This is fucking, they crank it.
They go turbo cringe.
Like the fucking like
Wumbo cringe.
They go Wumbo cringe. Fucking Wumbo size cringe.
Well, she's like, get used to this because I do it again. She's on top of him. And, you know, she's, like, naked.
Like, kissing his face. And
they do this, and it's just, it's so painfully awkward. And she's kissing his face, and they're, like, rubbing their fucking chins on each other. And then she just, like, sits up, and he's just like, what's the matter? She's gonna, like, don't worry, she's gonna be gone for hours because of how pissed off she is. She just sits there, and the scene ends.
Yeah.
And then later on, there's a scene of his girlfriend in the bath.
Oh my God!
And the demon queen shows up, and she just says like some nonsense about how like he's basically implying like he's actually in love with.
He doesn't want you. He wants me. And then she bites her neck, and she dies.
She dies in the bathtub, and then our man's comes back. He comes home,
and she's like,
There's an extended sequence where he drives around and Donald Farmer films the city with like fucking lo-fi VHS camera.
Yeah, because the light tracing is insane.
The synth wave bop. And then after like 4 minutes of that, you go back to just garbage.
He's about to go in the bathroom and she's like, no. And he's like, well, what's in there? And she's like, I did this for you. I did it because of you. And then they have this weird, awkward, like, embrace.
Well, no, he sees the body and he freaks out. And then they embrace. And they're on. And again, they're on the bed. It's the same position as before. She's on top of him. Same angle. They kiss the same. They rub their chins on each other. The same. Everything is the same. It's the same camera angle. Everything's the fucking same. And then they do it, and they're going, and then he looks at her, and we get like a 1 millisecond shot of like a fucking...
Like her with a demon face. Like a
tomato face.
Yeah, it's not a demon face. It's like a tomato face.
It looks like a rotting pumpkin after you carved it.
He gets all freaked out, and he runs away, and he goes to somewhere.
He goes to his car to drive away. And he gets accosted
by Bone,
who's now a resurrected zombie man.
Because Bone also attacked Izzy, but we'll get there. And so he like fights Bone in the fucking...
Rips off his like face skin.
And it's like, it's kind of a cool effect. It's the only good effect in the entire movie. Because he kind of rips off the skin and it's Bone and that's a skull and shit. And then he thinks he's got Bone on the ground.
And she comes up to him down. And they embrace again. And then Bone gets up and bites her and then dies.
What? Okay, so let's explain everything else because this is the end. So we'll explain the mall scene and the fucking Izzy thing.
Why are you skipping the part with the hand?
Because that's the big reveal at the end.
What's the reveal?
It's a big fucking...
Reveal of what?
It's the Ooga Booga at the end. It's the Ooga Booga at the end. So
what's the opposite of Ooga Booga?
We gotta fucking build the anticipation. Okay? We gotta build the anticipation. Oh, like the
movie? Okay. Yeah, sure.
So, because there's a scene where she goes to a mall and this guy awkwardly sits at a fucking food court just smoking. And then she walks up. There's zero dialogue. They both take puffs.
That's after like 3 minutes of her wandering around and just staring at things.
Yeah, and then there's zero dialogue. They go out into the fucking...
No, it just cuts to him dead, remember?
Oh, that's right, yeah. He's just dead, and then he attacks a woman.
He attacks some woman...
Because he's like a zombie now.
Walking through like a parking structure?
And then she like runs away into like a fucking corner of the parking structure and gets attacked.
And he kills her.
She dies. And we also get a video rental.
There's a scene.
Store scene.
There's a scene of this guy, the owner of the video store.
It felt like a scene of like Clerks.
It felt like a scene so weird. Out of any movie besides the one I just
watched.
Like
a comedy movie is what I would think.
Well, because he's like talking to this couple who are the most mismatched couple on the planet.
He's like this big schlubby dork.
He looks like a fucking chemistry teacher.
Well, because he's like, he's such a nerd that he fucking counts the amount of like violent scenes in movies.
Yeah.
Like how many massacres there are. But he's
like talking about like, oh, like, you know, business isn't so good. Maybe people are getting desensitized to sexual violence. They have
this stupid fucking dialogue.
And then, like, he points at something that we don't see. And the guy's like, oh, that's real bad. And then there's another scene of another woman in a short dress that shows her legs that walks into the video store.
And she wants Barbara Streisand or...
No, she wants... The key here is she wants mainstream cinema.
Yeah, with women, like, so women leads. And he gets mad at that.
Well, because he's like, oh, I got, like, schlock. Whatever. Because she's like, what about, like, a Meryl Streep
movie? Can you explain the scene where the fucking woman from the previous scene moves over a movie and looks through the shelves and it doesn't go anywhere?
It goes nowhere.
Like the woman from before, the mismatched couple,
she's literally just
moves a video over and watches them have the conversation, and that's it.
Yeah. She leaves, and then he's like talking to his assistant, and she's like, women, I was just going to warn her about the psycho killer on the loose, and immediately.
She gets attacked.
So, that video store plot, that's that. That's
that goes there. Absolutely nowhere.
But... Bone from earlier, there's a scene where he's in Izzy's house.
If he's a zombie, how the fuck did he know where Izzy lived? I just don't understand the fucking... I don't get the fucking lore here.
Here's what happens, Will.
I'm confused.
Oh, this is not going to help you. Izzy is walking down the street.
Yes.
He runs into a woman, and the woman's like... There's a party. I need cocaine.
Yeah. And he's like, okay.
He's like, I got you. Just give me the money. Cool. Bye. He goes home. He comes home. Bone is there. And he has a giant gash on his head. And he's like, man, what's wrong with you? You should get that looked at. And then Bone attacks him. And
the woman wants the cocaine,
for whatever reason, is immediately at his house. She just wanders in his house. She wanders in. She sees Bone eating Izzy, and she screams. Izzy chases her outside and bashes her head against a pole.
No, Bone does. It's not Izzy.
Bone, yeah.
Bashes her. It's like a swing set?
Yes, and nothing happens. And then he's had her. They wrestle on the ground, and he bites her. And then there's a shot.
There's like a 1 minute still frame
where they have like the shot. Fake blood coming out of her throat wound,
and it's just Bone's fingers
just there. Just hanging there.
Like just not doing anything. Just hanging right above her throat.
Like someone just hit the off switch on
him. It's not like he's choking her or anything. It's just his fingers just dangling above her
fucking throat. And then later on, Bone, I think, is Bone. He attacks the woman outside the video store.
Yes, it's Bone.
Who wanted to watch
Bible. For some reason, Izzy does not become a zombie. I have no... I don't get the fucking lore here.
There is none. And then at the end, Bone is a zombie.
So this is why Bone attacks him at the end. So now we get our bamboo... Our wooga boogas.
I think, you know, you have to actually...
Well, because she's like...
have something there.
She's like presumably dead, and she has like her tomato face on again.
And her... And their asparagus hands.
And he's like crying over her for some reason, our main dude. Because
he misses the poo.
He's like, no, my demon queen. My demon queen. He doesn't say that. But he's trying so hard to convey that he's upset. He's
upsetty, yeah.
About the fucking woman dying.
Yeah.
And then her fucking asparagus hand comes up and tickles his face.
And then the movie ends.
This movie is deeply stupid. This is like
don't even know.
Lower level fucking cringy bullshit that anyone would turn off in the first like fucking like 5 minutes tops.
Yeah, this is
I don't think anyone would even watch past 5 minutes.
Yeah, this is pretty
I don't
it's pretty impressive.
It's kind of insane how low effort and how awkward and how cringy every single fucking frame is. Like, nothing is set up well. It's all, like, tripod, like, home video bullshit.
I wish they had a tripod.
The acting is so one take, and, like, they just read the fucking line and just eked it out to remember it on screen. The fucking effects are dumb. The fucking, like, the plot goes almost nowhere. There's nothing to like. And yet, some of it is just entertaining enough to, like...
squeak by?
Just squeak by because... you just want... it's like a train wreck, right? You want to look away. You don't want to see the chaos and, like, the fucking horrific shit in front of you. But you just can't. Your curiosity gets the better of you. Now, only a select few will continue...
truly.
...into that curiosity. We select have few, to because it's the podcast.
A select few psychos.
But for what it is, it's actually kind of entertaining how bad it is.
Yeah, I mean, look, I
didn't enjoy it, and it's fucking incredibly stupid. I'm not even denying that. It is such a fucking stupid-ass movie, and I would never watch it on my own. I'll be honest. But it was kind of fun just making fun and cringing at the entire movie for what it is worth. That was fun.
Yeah.
But that's about it. That's about where the fun starts and ends.
That's where the fun factor ends.
And I think if it was any longer...
oh, God.
I don't know if I could do it.
Yeah, if it was... oh,
think
Jesus.
It's a fucking miracle. Like, a good miracle that this movie is only 45 minutes long.
Yeah, if this was longer, this would be a battle. It would be an actual battle.
It'd be a struggle to get through. I'll be honest. If it was like an hour and 30, I don't know if I could do another fucking like 45 minutes of this bullshit.
It would be tricky.
I don't know if I could do it. I do not know.
I mean, what, they don't even have anything.
There was nothing here to begin with. It's such a bare bones fucking plot. It's just a fucking drug dealer that meets a demon queen. That's it.
That's it.
They don't go into her at all. There's no character development. There's nothing here.
That's what happens. That's what happens when you go poontang crazy, Will.
There's there's like so little that our review took 30 minutes.
This is what the thirst does. Okay.
But it makes no sense. Some people turn into zombies. Others don't. I don't fucking... she kills one of the few guys and then...
She just wanted love.
But why didn't the fucking girlfriend turn into a demon?
Because reasons.
But she bit him. She bit her the same way that she bit the fucking guy.
Well, maybe one day we'll get a sequel.
Oh, fuck.
And the girlfriend will be a zombie.
Were you saying there's a sequel?
I hope not.
I fucking hope not.
Donald Farmer has like 44 credits to his
name. I haven't looked into his filmography that much.
Well, you don't need to.
I just saw that he directed Shark Exorcist, which I have seen, which is...
you are a degenerate.
I cannot believe I've seen that movie. It's so fucking bad. I don't know what's worse, to be honest. I really don't. I think that might be worse, but...
I think it is worse.
It's just like...
I think Donald Farmer loves seeing women writhing in the ground.
It's really...
I think that's...
there's something like...
primary motivation here.
Like, the brain rot is real with this guy. He is just fucking... like, there's nothing to enjoy about his movies. Nothing. Like, they're the kind of movies that, like, are so fucking stupid that you just make fun of every single thing in them.
Hold on, sir. I disagree with you. I'm gonna pull up his biography.
Oh, fuck.
That is totally not written by him.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Totally not.
This is very...
I'm sure it's not fluff at all.
This is not written by him or his, you know, relative, okay?
I'm sure it's not fluffy at all.
Donald Farmer
is
considered one of the most unique of the cult horror directors.
Okay.
Directing dozens of feature films for decades.
Okay.
His unique film concepts have brought filmgoers excitement, fear, and joy.
Unique film? What is it? Unique film...
Concepts.
Catnado is a fun film concept.
That is very unique. I don't know what you're talking
about. Bigfoot Exorcist?
Yeah. No one's seen that before.
Nun Dead.
Yeah.
Shark Exorcist 1 and 2.
Well, yeah. If you make the masterpiece, you have to make the sequel.
Cannibal Cop.
Yeah.
These are groundbreaking concepts.
Have you seen a Cannibal Cop movie before? That's what I thought.
I've seen bad cop movies.
That's what I thought. Well, Donald Farmer got you. His leading actresses are often cast for their unique beauty, and Donald seeks to empower crew members from all walks of life and skill level. This is how I would write like my job resume.
Okay, so Cannibal Hookers has respect for their actors.
It has respect for their actors, really? And crew.
Really?
He empowers them.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Here's the ultimate resume line. As a director and producer, Donald is both supportive, creative, I can't even finish it. Start over. As a director and producer, Donald is both supportive, creative, and motivational, developing long-lasting friendships with cast and crew alike.
Okay, here's my real question.
What?
Who the fuck cares?
I care.
I don't care what kind of relationship he has with his fucking, like, crew.
I care. I care because Donald Farmer is a fucking a saint.
According to that, he's the fucking, like, second coming of Christ.
Like,
he's, like, the best fucking filmmaker to work with because he's so nice and so
funny. Like, someone just posted this fucking LinkedIn description on here. Like, that's what it is. I love that. Except I don't.
I'm a nice guy. That's, like, literally...
I am the nicest guy.
It's like the most white knight fucking like IMDb profile description I've ever seen.
That is incredible. All right. Do you have anything to add?
No. There's nothing here. Shitty to pretty.
Oh boy, I've been struggling with this for the past hour.
Is it entertaining or is it just that it's a fucking bad movie and it's fun to make fun of, which is entertaining? But that doesn't make it an entertaining movie.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's about entertainment value. How much entertainment value did this have? I'm gonna give it a 4.
I'm gonna give it a 3, just because there's a lot that frustrates me about it, and I think I don't know. Like, it was fun making fun of it, but I would never fucking watch this on my own.
Yeah, the thing that just. There was quite a few moments where I felt like I was losing my mind.
Well, that's the thing, too. It's like it's kind of an endurance test, too, because it's like, yes, it's only 45 minutes long.
But at what cost?
But it feels like forever, and they linger on these scenes for far too fucking long. And it's just frustrating because you're just like, cut away. Just go to the next scene. What are we doing here?
But Donald Farmer has the most unique
film plots. Mm-hmm. And he makes long-lasting friendships, so you know.
He's motivational, creative.
He's a director that cares about family, and that's what makes him so powerful.
When you're watching a Donald Farmer film, you are family.
You are family. You know what that reads like? A fucking like an ad for like a fucking family restaurant or something.
Yeah.
But it's like a film director.
It's a film director.
He makes long-lasting friendships, and he cares about everyone he comes in contact with.
It's the man who made Shark Exorcist.
And Catnado.
And Bigfoot.
And None Dead.
And Demon Queen.
This is our fucking auteur. Our fucking premier director, because he's such a nice guy.
Our dude with the extended fucking nipple rubbing scene that turns into a heart rip out. Oh, God.
Oh, my God. He made Cannibal Hookers, and he has that description?
That was the same year. I'm not watching that.
We're not watching Cannibal Hookers.
As comedy, and sorry, my tolerance for Donald Farmer is already extremely...
In my opinion, low. We've probably already talked about him too much. Probably more than... anyone else has talked about.
There will be more.
There will be, because now he's a repeat offender. He has etched himself into that.
He's there.
That pantheon.
Well, he keeps going.
Of directors.
There's those shit directors. You know, they make one movie and they're done. They just vanish and go back to fucking selling.
I would argue, like most of the directors we watch are like one and done.
Yeah.
Like most of the people making these movies are one and done.
It was just a passion project.
Yeah, it's just like a one-time thing. It's absolute fucking garbage.
They scrounge all their money.
They don't know how to make a fucking movie. Yeah. They make a vanity project, and then they just nope out of the industry.
But then there's people like him.
That just make shit and think they're the fucking second coming of... He's like
still going.
They're the god of fucking cult films.
Good for him. I'm glad he's happy.
I'm glad he was able to write himself a description for the IMDb.
How dare you? The description said it was written by someone named Dana Sherman.
A.K.A.
Donald Farmer.
Donald Farmer.
I mean, it's like his fucking, his secretary.
He was behind her telling her what to write.
Cracking the whip.
All right, say that I build long-lasting friendships. Say that I'm on the top tier of the cult film industry.
I'm one of the best cult film horror makers. Oh, God.
Say that I respect my cast and crew, please.
You have to say that right now, because these people have
seen my movies. Or he typed it into AI. He typed it in an AI generator.
Write a description for me.
Write a description of a director that cares about his cast and crew, makes cult horror movies, and...
I don't know, man. I think Donald Farmer's too much of a geezer at this point to know about AI.
That's true. That's a fair
point.
This
is him.
That's a fair point. Anyway, we're talking far too much about this one dude that does not deserve
Who will come back, yeah.
He does not deserve this much attention.
There'll be more in the future.
This is not his first one. Won't be his last. So... I mean, it's his first one on the podcast, but it will not be the last one.
No.
And so we look forward to more Donald Farmer bullshit, because it's all bullshit.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's all I have to say, really.
That's it.
If you want to check this movie out, I don't know why
it's
you would.
It's on YouTube.
It is on YouTube. Just look up Demon Queen 1987. It'll come up. It's like Lost something. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter. Just don't
look it up.
Just you don't need to watch it, but if you want to, you can. If you're really curious, you can. Just you can tell by the amount of effort that we're putting into this episode that it's probably not worth it.
No, you should watch it. You should torture yourself like we torture ourselves.
Yeah, see how far you can get just watching it by yourself.
Yeah, share.
See how far you can get.
Share our pain.
And, you know, if you want to, tell us how far you got into it.
Wow.
Did you get 5 minutes? Did you get 10? We'd really like to know.
Did you bust a nut?
Let's do more outreach. Because listen, here at Team Cone, we establish long-term friendships. Oh, okay. And we're the forefront of cult podcasting.
Because Team Cone is family.
Because Team Cone builds family. And that's what makes us so powerful.
That's what makes us so
powerful.
As
our micro podcast
in our community
goes into the echelon of cult podcasts, we will continuously provide the utmost quality content.
We treat our non-existent crew
with full respect. The crew is well taken care of.
Yeah. By crew meaning us too.
By crew, just two losers sitting in a fucking room reviewing movies.
We treat them with the most respect.
We treat them with respect, even though I just called them losers. I didn't mean it.
It was facetious. Okay,
it's facetious, and I'm sorry. I will go give myself 10 lashings because of that.
Yes.
Because that's how much we care. You
freaking degenerate.
I know. I insulted our crew. We are building long-lasting relationships with this crew.
We're past that. We're past insults. We're in our positive era, okay?
Positive era, because we're... Where they mostly come out at night, the most positive fucking podcast you can find.
We are a force of good in the world.
No more cursing, no more...
Yeah.
No more any of that.
No more dirty movies.
Because we care. We're
Yeah. Yeah, we, yeah.
Sure. Fuck that.
We, yeah, listen.
You know what? And fuck this movie. That's all I have to say. This movie this fucking movie sucks.
Is ass.
It sucks so bad. Oh my god, dude. Okay, I'm yeah, we're good.
Okay, that's it.
For They Mostly Come Out at Night, this has been Will.
This has been Alex.
And we will talk to you all later.
Bye.
Just try not to get attacked by a asparagus hand.
Red hot.
Ooga booga.
Hot.
You're hot. Red hot. Red hot.